Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
104.5 The Zone, 918 The Time, The Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. When trust matters, count on them. AllFourSeasonsGarages.com/Nashville, where the Logo Brands Warehouse in Franklin, it's rocking in here. The annual sale is going on today, all day long. You can save on great gear from all sorts of different teams. The chances are they have your favorite. If not, you can look it up and they'll find it for you. Western Kentucky Athletics Director Todd Stewart is on the line with us now. Coming up in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from tonight, Western plays Louisville at Bridgestone Arena. And we'll talk a little about that matchup and some of the things that go into making stuff like this happen. Todd, what's going on this morning?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Always good to be with you and Blaine.
Absolutely. How do you make the most of a game like this one that's coming up at Bridgestone with WKU and Louisville and kind of get the most bang for your buck?
Well, you know, since Rick Stansbury has been our head coach, we wanted to schedule aggressively, and I think one of the main accomplishments of his 3-year tenure so far is the big wins we've had. We have 7 wins over Power 5 teams, really over the last 2 years alone, and so we want to play these kind of games. Playing Louisville is obviously a huge challenge, but it's also a great opportunity, and I give them credit for doing this series with us. It's become increasingly difficult to schedule good teams. You know, they don't want to play you. And so the series with Louisville, the conditions that we were presented with were 1 game in Nashville, 2 games in Louisville at the Yum Center, and then 1 game in Diddle Arena. And so that's a great series for us, because anytime we can get to Nashville, it's not only great for our athletic department, it's great for our university. It's the second largest alumni contingent we have outside of Bowling Green. Is in Nashville, so anytime the WKU logo can be in Nashville, that's huge for our university, because we're trying to recruit students from that area as well.
Todd, as you mentioned, you know, scheduling is always difficult. How willing do you have to be to make those deals that at least get you one home game against a high-profile team?
Well, we try to be very flexible. We try to be creative. I think we have to. The traditional home-and-home, Kevin, has just become a real challenge, but one thing we've been able to do recently is we had a combination deal with football and men's basketball, and we did that with both Wisconsin and Arkansas, in which we played them a football game. Still got a guarantee, but a little less than maybe what it would have been. But in what we got in return was a home-and-home in men's basketball, and that's worked out really well, because we beat Wisconsin at home last year, which was really part of the football deal, and then we actually won at Arkansas last year. And then they come back to Diddle Arena December 7th. So trying to be creative, trying to do everything we can, obviously, but to play good people, but also get good home games.
Yeah, the football game against Arkansas worked out okay, too, this last weekend, right?
Yeah, it did. It really did. I mean, I know they're a little down, obviously, this year, but that's the best program that we've ever beaten. I mean, the Arkansas program is one, as you guys know, they've played in Orange Bowls, Sugar Bowls, Cotton Bowls. They've won conference championships. And, you know, we've had some good wins, but the Arkansas program is a better program than Kentucky, Vanderbilt, Memphis, South Florida, Navy, you know, some of those other good wins we've had. So that was a special day for us.
Western Kentucky Athletics Director Todd Stewart is our guest on the Wake Up Zone.
Well, Todd, man, I'm always fascinated about those negotiating, you know, the scheduling. I guess take us through, like, how that conversation, you know, goes about and, you know, explain to us, you know, what it's like on their side as well on your side, and how you get them to meet in the middle.
Well, in both cases, you know, we benefited from the fact that for whatever the reason, Wisconsin and Arkansas really needed a home football game on that date. So, you know, were it not for that, I think they'd have just been said, they'd have said, this is the offer, take it or leave it. But they really needed the game on that date. And so then we brought up the concept of the men's basketball series. And, you know, sometimes you find out how bad people really do need a game. But, you know, the combination of agreeing to play them on that date, and my assumption is that they weren't having much luck finding somebody, and then, you know, we entered the conversation. But the combination of them not being able to find somebody and us willing to play at a rate that they were comfortable paying, and also throwing in the men's basketball series. You know, I think it turned out to be a win-win for everybody because they got a home game on a date that they needed. You know, we got $1.35 million for the Wisconsin series, $1.5 million for the Arkansas series, so we still got paid well. But getting that home and home of men's basketball was a huge part of it.
I guess with that same sense of vein and in conversating and negotiating, talk about, I guess, the Sun Belt Conference going to Conference USA with WKU.
That's been a good move for us, Blaine, because of the rivalries that we have now either continued or created that our fans have liked. You know, we've always had a rivalry with Middle Tennessee, so it was great to continue that. But going to Conference USA, we've really developed a real serious, in a good way, rivalry with Marshall and also UAB, Southern Miss, Louisiana Tech, Charlotte, Old Dominion. And those were schools that we weren't playing before, and now we're playing them on a regular basis.
Man, talk about, I guess, how you've, you know, put in contracts when – you know, these buyouts, how do you determine what the buyouts for your football coaches and basketball coaches are if they do, you know, incidentally leave and go to another program? How do you negotiate those when it comes to that? Because it seems like you've done a fascinating job actually with that process.
Well, thank you. That's always been, you know, every time, as you know, when you're in a negotiation, there are things that you give, there are things that you get, there are things that you compromise on. That's always been the one thing that we've always held the line on, you know, because, you know, we've always felt that, you know, I always say I like the challenges that come with winning more than the challenges that come with losing. But obviously one of the challenges that comes with winning is people see what your coach is doing and then they want to hire them somewhere else. So we sort of enter with the premise that, okay, you're going to do really well here and we hope you're here for a long time. We're going to do everything we can to keep you here for a long time. But I really believe you're going to be successful and you're going to have opportunities. And when that happens, it's important for us to get something back in return. And I think when we've hired people for whatever the reason, the timing of that, they've been totally fine with the buyout. You know, in the case of Bobby Petrino, he had obviously been out of football for a year. And so I think he was just really happy to get back in. So he was okay with the buyout. And then in the case of Jeff Brohm, and now, you know, Tyson Helton's our current coach, they were fine with the buyout. They'd never been a head coach before. And so I think they just wanted the opportunity to be a head coach. So that too has been a win-win. I mean, in the case of Bobby Petrino and Jeff Brohm, they both came in, did a very, very good job, went on to higher paying, higher profile jobs. But we had success when they were there and then obviously got a nice check when they left.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then your coach now, Helton, is doing an exceptional job. And naturally, you were in the media you know, relations there in the pros before your days as an athletic director with the Cleveland Browns as well, the Indianapolis Colts. I guess explain to me how you would spin what just happened last night with Myles Garrett. If you're talking to your head coach, what would you tell him to say about this whole thing, man?
Yeah, I had the same question.
Who would want that question, right?
That's the worst nightmare, you know, for a PR director. And you know, that's crisis management 101 right there. And so the first thing I would say is to both Freddie Kitchens and Myles Garrett was, you have to own this. Okay, don't try to spin this. Don't try to explain it. The image looks so bad that you just have to own it. And, you know, what I would say is, and it sounds like some of this has come out, is this isn't who Myles Garrett has been. It is who he was last night. It won't be who he is moving forward, but that was an awful thing that happened. We take full responsibility for it. We know that there'll be consequences. And then just try to move on. But, you know, as somebody who worked 15 years in the league, the NFL has certainly propelled my career. And, Blaine, I know you do too. I mean, I have a lot of pride in the Shield. I think it means it stands for a lot of the right things. And obviously what happened last night was an awful thing. And I hate to see that happen because I think there's no place for that in the game. And I'm sure there'll be serious consequences for it.
And as a Cincinnati native, though, do you look at that and say, man, that's par for the course for this division, right?
Well, you know, it seems like the Browns just can't catch a break, and that was self-induced last night. But, you know, they're 1 minute away probably from having a really good 10-day period of a big 21-7 home win and two straight wins and getting things back on track. And obviously now nobody's going to talk about that. They're going to obviously talk about the way the game ended.
Todd, it's been a pleasure having you on. Looking forward to the game here in Nashville in a couple weeks. And I know we do have a lot of Western Kentucky fans and Louisville fans, too, for that matter, around this area. If they want tickets, just a little more info on how they can head down to Bridgestone and check out the game, what can they do?
Yes, you can get them through our ticket office here in Bowling Green. You can get them through the Bridgestone Arena ticket office. If you're a Louisville fan, you can get them through Louisville's ticket office, both calling and online. There are tickets available. You know, we do anticipate a pretty good crowd, but there are still tickets available. And we love coming to Bridgestone Arena. I mean, we would play anybody there. We would love to try to get an SEC team there. We actually talked to Tennessee about what I thought might be a neat deal. We'd play them one game in Knoxville, one game in Bowling Green, and one game at Bridgestone Arena because, you know, that's where the SEC tournament is. I haven't been able to get that done, but I certainly hope this isn't the last time we come to Bridgestone Arena because, you know, like I've said, we'd love coming to Nashville.
That sounds super cool. I'd love to see that. Todd, we appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
All right.
Appreciate Todd.
We'll see you later. It's Todd Stewart, the athletic director of Western Kentucky. 2 weeks from tonight, Hilltoppers and Cardinals, Western Kentucky and Louisville will play at Bridgestone, and he gave all the options there for getting tickets. 9:28 is the time. When we come back, our guy Steve Merrill will join us from Pro Sports Info. We'll kick around some of the weekend's football games. We'll also have Howard's House Bets and Phil on the Hill still to come before 10 o'clock here on The Zone. We continue after this from the Logo Warehouse Sale. Stay with us for more Wake Up Zone after this.